Welcome to Words and Music. I'm your host, Steve Mataloni, and for the next hour, we will be trying on about 14 pairs of shoes. Hopefully, most of them will fit.
People say she's crazy, she got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Do you dare? Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of your shoes. Do you dare? She was physically forgotten, but then she slipped into my pocket with my car keys. She said, "You've taken me for granted because I please you. Wearing these diamonds." And I could say, ooh, as if everybody knows what I'm talking about. As if everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about diamonds on the soles of her shoes. On aftershave to compensate for his ordinary shoes. She said, "Honey, take me dancing," but they ended up by sleeping in a doorway by the bodegas and the lights on Upper Broadway, wearing diamonds on the soles of their shoes. And I could say, everybody here would know what I was talking about. I mean, everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about
She makes the sign of a teaspoon. He makes the sign of a wave. The poor boy changes clothes and puts on aftershave to compensate for his ordinary shoes. And she said, "Honey, take me dancing." But they ended up sleeping in a doorway by the bodegas and the lights on Upper Broadway, wearing diamonds on the soles of their shoes.
If you're headed down to the river, be sure to catch up on the news. You know they open all the floodgates when Hannah wears them satin shoes. Tell me, Hannah, where'd you get them satin shoes? When I see Miss Hannah coming, I start talking like a fool, sweating like a preacher, walking like a mule. Tell me, Hannah, where'd you get them satin shoes?
Home Island.
And we opened this, our 204th episode, with an alternate version of Ryman Simon's Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes. Then we got to try on some satin shoes, courtesy of the Flatlanders. And then we went from Texas to Toronto to visit Sarah Harmer's shoemaker, who Elvis Costello would might want to visit because his shoes have no heels.
This love of mine is like a stepping stone. These shoes are made for walking in reverse. At the dead of night you tiptoe out and leave me all alone. Putting on your satin slip-ons and your sultry French cologne. She's wearing shoes without heels. She's walking over the floor. She's walking all over me from here to there, and you know how it. She walks right out of the door. Well, I thought that I was bigger than this town. I thought I'd stand the pace and go the distance. But she picked me out, she used me up, and then she put me down. Now I'm driven till I'm crying, or I drink until I drown. She's wearing shoes without heels. She's looking over the floor. She's walking all over me from here to there, and you know how it feels when she walks right out of the door. While you're busy banking underwear and other useless trinkets, spare a thought for wretched men who drag on women like their cigarettes. 'Cause he'll watch you walk away from him while he gets down and kneels, and he'll watch you walk away without heels. Well, you think that he's a fool to tolerate all the liberty you cherish and you roughly take. But to watch your love turn slowly from indifference into hate would hurt him more than any heart that you might care to break. She's wearing shoes without heels. She's walking over the She's walking all over you. But when she's finished, I know what I'll do. When she walks right back through the door.
And now I try to be amused. But since their wings have gotten rusted, you know the angel put away my red shoe. But when they told me this side of the bargain, that's when I knew that I could not refuse. And I won't get any older. Now the angel put away my red shoe. She's disgusted, 'cause she's feeling so abused. She gets tired of all the lies, but it's so hard to refuse. How can you say that I'm too old when angels have stolen my red shoes? Oh, I said I'm so happy I She said, drop dead in love with another guy. That's what you get if you go chasing after vengeance. Ever since you got me punctured, this has been my sentence. Oh, I used to be disgusted, and now I try to be amused. But since their wings have gotten rusted,
how can you say that I'm too old when the angels have stolen my red shoes? I said, I'm so happy I could die. She said, drop dead, then left with another guy. That's what you get if you go chasing after vengeance. Ever since you got me punctured, this has been my sentence. Let's go from red shoes to blue shoes, courtesy of Carl Perkins.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place, and do anything that you want to do, but honey, lay off of my shoes. Don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Car, drink my liquor from my old fruit jar. Do anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off of them shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoes. For the show, free to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. But it's blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Yeah, blue, blue, blue suede shoe, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe.
Hi, I'm Steve Chelmsford. I'd like to invite all of you to check out my show, The Mop Tops and the King, featuring music of the Beatles and Elvis, and many artists in between, every Saturday night at 7 p.m. right here on Valley Free Radio, WXOJ-LP.
If I could be you, if you could be me for just 1 hour, if we could find a way to get inside each other's mind, if you could see you through my eyes instead of your ego, I believe you'd be surprised to see that you've been blind. Walk a mile in my shoes. Hey! Just walk a mile in my shoes. Yeah, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse. Just walk a mile in my shoes. Now, if we spend a day throwing stones at one another, cause I don't think I'll wear my hair same way you do. Oh, well, I may be common people, but I'm your brother. And when you strike out to try to hurt me, it's a hurting of you. Lord, have mercy. Walk a mile in my shoes. Oh. Walk a mile in my shoes. Yeah. Yeah, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse. Walk a mile in my shoes. Now there are people on reservation and out in the ghetto, and brother, there before the grace of God, oh, you and I. If I only had the wings of a little angel, don't you know I'd fly to the top of a mountain and then I'd cry. Yeah, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Yeah, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, walk a mile in my shoes.
Thank you.
Yeah, I waited for Elvis to say thank you. And we opened that set with Hem's cover of Elvis Costello's The Angels Want to Wear My Red Shoes. Then Carl Perkins came strutting in, warning everybody not to step on his blue suede shoes. And then the king asked his subjects to walk a mile in his shoes, which were probably, you know, blue suede. Here's Gladys Knight. You're listening to WXOJLP 103.3 Valley Free Radio in Northampton. And we have an array of fascinating and entertaining local programs that you can hear throughout the week. And if you haven't already, I hope you have, but if you haven't already, go to valleyfreeradio.org and check out our amazing offerings. And before the station ID, we heard a plea of empathy from both Gladys Knight and Elvis Presley, encouraging us to take a long walk in their shoes. And I'm going to encourage you to put on a pair of flying shoes.
Full of rain, the sky's coming down again. I get so tired of these same old blues, the same old song. Baby, it won't be long till I'll be tied on my flying shoes. Flying shoes till I'll be tied on my flying shoes. I summer had to be satisfied before the feeling that I just can't lose. I'd like to stay, maybe watch a winter day turn the green water to white and blue. Flying shoes, flying shoes, till I'll be tied on my flying shoes.
The mountain moon forever sets too soon. Being alone is all the hills can do. Alone, and then her silver sails again, and they will follow in their flying shoes.
Such an amazing illusion. shoes before, and she'd stop and sit pray.
After trying on some flying shoes, we changed into Ruby shoes. Now, the flying ones were put together by Lyle Lovett, and they were designed by Townes Van Zandt. And Laurie McKenna brought in Ruby's shoes, a song that was inspired by Laurie McKenna's son, who did a biography report on Ruby Bridges when he was in second grade. In a songfacts.com interview, Mom recalled, quote, "I actually wrote that for his extra credit. It was his oral presentation of that book report," unquote. And eventually she said she got an A on it. And of course she got an A. She got help from Mom. But what makes me wonder, this was second grade in Massachusetts in 1999. And I wonder, throughout this country, if there are any second graders who know anything or hear anything about Ruby Bridges. Next up, we have a couple of A-plus artists singing about soul shoes.
Might as well be boots or broken sneakers. This is Valley Post Radio. I'm Isha Williams. More information about these and other articles is at valleypost.org. On June 14th, about 4,500 people rallied in Springfield. About 3,500 marched in Brattleboro. About 2,500 marched in Greenfield. And about 1,000 people rallied in Northampton in the morning rain. It didn't rain at the Springfield, Brattleboro, or Greenfield afternoon protests. There were smaller protests in towns around the Pioneer Valley. All these people were protesting Trump. One of the groups that promoted the protests is the Center for Biological Diversity. According to the center's website, quote, "The welfare of human beings is deeply linked to nature, to the existence in our world of a vast diversity of wild animals and plants. Because diversity has intrinsic value, and because its loss impoverishes society, we work to secure a future for all species, great and small, hovering on the brink of extinction. We do this through science, law, and creative media, with a focus on protecting the lands, waters, and climate that species need to survive. We want those who come after us to inherit a world where the wild is still alive." Unquote. This has been Valley Post Radio. I'm Isha Williams. More information about these and other articles is at valleypost.org.
Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Join me, DJ Vinyl Scratch, on the warm heart of Africa. From Cape Town to the Congo, Marrakesh to Mogadishu, and to the New World and beyond, we explore the best in pop music from Africa and the Afro diaspora all across the globe. Once again, that's 7 to 9 p.m. every Wednesday, only on Valley Free Radio.
Real soul.
Yeah, we just heard about a couple of pairs of soul shoes. The first from Smokey Robinson and his shoe Soul. Of course, that's spelled S-O-U-L. And then we danced along with Graham Parker's live performance of Soul Shoes. And now we're going to go from Soul Shoes to No Shoes with John Lee Hooker.
Spicoli, just put the shirts back on. You see that sign?
No shirt, no shoes,
no dive show.
Right. Learn it. Know it.
I wouldn't go to kick
lights. They asked me if I was all right. They cuffed Mike and took him in. Left me all alone again. Just before they rolled him out, they turned that bottle upside down and poured all that good vodka on the ground. But if I had no shoes, I couldn't walk to Baltimore. I couldn't feel the world no more or face the crazy night. If I had no shoes, I wouldn't on broken water, frozen shards of foreign laughter in the icy night.
John Lee Hooker got us started with No Shoes, and then the Lonesome Brothers followed, where Jim Armenti sings, "If I had no shoes, I wouldn't walk on broken water, frozen shards of fallen laughter in the icy night." Now, it's been in the high 90s here lately, so I don't think you have to worry about those shards of icy stuff. Anyway, we're going to have Paul Kelly take us home with permission to put your shoes under his bed. And thanks for listening. And next Sunday, Words and Music will be dethroning a bunch of kings.
It's a pretty pie. How you always seem to land on your feet, a little undone. Anybody else by now would be cold meat. Yeah, whenever you fall, you can put your shoes under my bed. Anytime, anytime you're passing by this way, remember, you will always have a place to stay. Yeah, whenever you call, you can put your shoes under my trip the light. And who of us can tell what's real and what's fantastic? Dark is the night, and every time that we get close, time gets elastic. Yeah, let heaven fall. You can put your shoes under my bed. You can put your shoes under my bed. You can put your shoes under my bed.